Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know what to believe anymore. When I go on Twitter, I go online. But I'm going to assume these reports are true, that the PGA Tour has agreed to merge with LIV Golf, which is backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, which is controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince and is making, well, I don't know if they're making money. I shouldn't say that. They're paying the golfers a lot of money. And this was the inevitable outcome here. As a wise man once said, the answer to all your questions is money. And you could see this was going to happen when LIV got so many big names in the world of golf. It was inevitable that this was going to go the way of the ABA and the NBA, the NFL and the AFL way back when. And the pattern is simple. The established league makes fun of the new league, says it won't join, you know, will never join forces with such a thing and tries to, you know, basically negate its existence. And then eventually, the pattern always seems to be if the emerging league can attract enough star quality, then the established league has to take them seriously. And if the established league sees a threat to the magnitude of the point of, wow, they're going to start to take some of our money here, some of our stars, and why don't we just join them? And then we can make more money together. So, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. I saw this as an inevitability. I'm here alone today. There's no Ron. There's no Bob. Equipment breaking left and right. Somebody left a coat here. Crowley wants to boycott the word increnculent. Things aren't going well.
I heard he used it on a show today, though.
Yeah, but he started a hashtag boycott increnculent, which really hurt coming from Crowley. But we are going to have the Pirates manager today, aren't we? And I'm sure you have.
He loves the word.
Yeah. Do you have the clip ready or will you have it ready for him?
Yeah, I'll have it.
He comes in. Of course you will. I saw this as inevitable. Did you? The PGA and the LIV Tour?
I will say I definitely didn't see it this soon. I thought we were going to be a few more years before it came to this. But
yeah, I'll agree with that.
It didn't seem like both were going to exist long, long term, certainly.
I mean, when the PGA starts allowing LIV golfers to play in the majors and things like that, what's really the point of having a separate entity here? Unless your entity can crush theirs financially, right? And clearly the PGA is saying, well, why don't we just join forces and make even more money? Now, I don't know how the PGA golfers are going to feel knowing that these LIV guys make ridiculous amounts of guaranteed money, but that's life. They'll get theirs. Everybody will be happy in the end, I suppose, and everybody will make their money. You know? I mean, that's just literally, very literally the bottom line here. You know what I mean?
Does this mean no more 54 holes that they play?
Well, that'd be interesting if they get all the if they get on the same page here. As far as format of tournaments and things like that, it'll make it, I suppose, more interesting. you know, and then there's the question of who's backing the Live Tour. You could argue some unsavory characters, but everybody seems to say, who cares about that? As if there's not degrees of backing. Like, I think we're all, if we were to look into our investments and things like that, and what we spend money on at the mall and things, you could say, oh, you spent money with that company, which has ties here, which is, you know, involved in bad things there. To me, that's a little bit different than if I were to take money directly from, let's say, Vladimir Putin, right? Or some incredibly unsavory entity like that. There are degrees to that. But in the end, you just simply follow the money. You follow the money, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. And this was going to happen. I agree with you. Maybe 2-3 years down the road, maybe a year down the road. This is sooner than I expected. But nevertheless, it's happening. Then again, it's only golf. And as much as I love golf, I don't think people came here today to talk golf. Do you?
Maybe you, but probably not the masses.
No, I just saw that breaking. It's pretty big news. And I saw that breaking right before the show. But I came here to talk about other things. I did. And you know what one of them is, to my own surprise, is hockey before we get into the Pirates. And I'll tell you exactly why I want to talk about hockey. It's because of what I saw last night in the Stanley Cup final. And it was an unbelievable hit by Matthew Tkachuk, who has sort of, well, not in the finals, but had taken over to the playoffs to that point. And he absolutely broke Jack Eichel in half. Did you see the hit?
Yeah, and I guess Eichel apparently was none the worse for wear.
Not only, well, apparently, yeah, none the worse for wear, but he said it was a clean hit. That's hockey, blah, blah, blah. But here's what stood out to me as I was watching this in this echo chamber today. God, do I miss Ron. Don't you, Sean?
Yeah, we all miss him.
That lovely presence over there, the white beard, the aging Hemingway-like presence of Ron. He needs a pipe, I think, in his later years.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he needs a pipe, and he needs to be smoking it in here. And, well, I don't really miss Bob from yesterday. We were sort of at odds the whole day. And the, I don't know if this is ironic, but it hurts as well, is that Lanny Fritteri invited me to Bob's golf club before Bob did. That's a stinger, huh?
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a dart. A dart right in the back. The good news there is I am playing golf with Lanny Fritteri and Jim Render on Thursday at Chartiers.
Lanny and I are good pals. Did many, many broadcasts together over the years.
Have you ever played golf with him?
I am not much of a golfer. I would be humbled very quickly.
I like Lanny a lot. In fact, I like him a lot better than Bob, I can tell you that. How about the fact that Bob has never invited me to his club?
It's unbelievable.
It really is. So I don't miss him much, but I do miss Ron. Listen, that hit happened last night. Normally, I would never talk hockey today at the beginning of a show. But what happened in the immediate aftermath of the hit is what got, I don't know if it got my blood boiling, it got my attention, it got me yelling at the TV. That's what the Penguins don't do. Did you see how Vegas reacted to that hit? You had every guy on the ice turn and head toward Tkachuk as if they were all going to kill him and rip him apart limb by limb. And I wrote a piece recently called "The Penguins' Politeness Needs to End." They're team polite. And I imagine if you're a fan out there, it's actually sickening to watch this team play at times, how they don't defend their star, the centerpiece of the league in many ways, in Sidney Crosby, or their stars in general. And I know it's not the biggest issue. I know talent is a bigger issue. I know fixing the bottom six is an issue. I know the first thing on Kyle Dubas's to-do list has to be goalie. The goalie's kind of important, kind of like the quarterback in football. But this is an issue. And you heard people, former Penguins, on this station talking passionately about team polite. And believe me, that's a polite way to put that. That's a euphemism when I call them team polite. You could call them a lot of things, the Penguins. I'll just let Bob Arey and Jay Caulfield do the work, though. Forget about what I say. Let's talk about two guys who made their living hitting people, defending people. feeding into a team spirit in which nobody's going to touch our stars. Nobody's going to hit our star like that, clean or not, without being violently attacked on the ice. Period. And the fourth guy for Vegas, I don't know who it was. He was headed over there too, and then he stopped because somebody else was headed over there from Florida. But it was an unbelievable reaction by these guys. And you could tell it was a natural reaction. They have the kinds of players who instinctually defend each other. The Penguins don't. And that, too, has to be one of the first things that Kyle Dubas addresses. And we were talking about stuff like from this season when these topics came up. Austin Watson from the Senators, when he laid out Sid with a cross check to the back, right to the spine, and never even had to answer for it. Seriously, if you're a fan, you have to be sickened by that. And you might remember Sid skating back to the bench all by his lonesome, ticked off, seemed to be the only one ticked off, seemed to be the only one who cared, as if nothing had happened. Your star player, your guy, viciously cross-checked in the spine, and nobody does anything. That pretty much encapsulates the Penguins from this past season and probably the past few. And what's really unreal is you had maybe the most belligerent goaltender in NHL history in Ron Hextall. You had the hard-edged, booming-voiced Bostonian Mike Sullivan as your coach, and then you had Mr. Truculence himself, Brian Burke, as your whatever he was. What the hell was he anyway? Shaking hands at the casino door. Tough guys, right at the top of the organization. This was their team? What? The first thing Hextall and Burke were supposed to do, said they'd do, promised they'd do when they got here was to make this team tougher, and they got softer. Epitomized by the acquisition of little Mikhail Granlund and his $10 million over the next two seasons. So if you watched this last night, you were like me, you had to say, man, the Penguins never do that. I hope Kyle Dubas is watching that. I hope Sully's watching that. Because sometimes I think Sully doesn't even want this on his team. Anyways, here's Bob Arey after the Watson thing. When he laid out Sid and nobody lifted a finger. And I quote our friend Bibbs. Some of those guys, meaning Penguins, can quite frankly try to get out of their comfort zone, bring a little extra to the table. Takes courage sometimes to do something different, no matter what it is in life, doesn't it? That's a strength, a quality your teammates admire. Just an extra run at somebody, whether it was Watson or somebody else, Bibbs said. You know, Sid wouldn't have even had to react. And you know inside he would have appreciated it. Because I know 66 appreciated it. And I don't have to tell you who that is. You need guys who do that instinctually. When Jack Eichel goes down in a heap, who turn and violently attack the offender. Or at least approach him in that way. Instinctually. They don't have to be told. Nobody's got to tell them. Jay Caulfield. After the Watson thing, and then there was another unrequited incident in L.A. with the Kings, you might remember, with Sid. Jay Caulfield. I'm tired of seeing that. There's no reason you shouldn't jump in. Without Sid, you're not making your money. How about that? When Sidney Crosby goes down like that, I wouldn't want to be in that locker room if I didn't do anything, Caulfield said. That's a fact. I would not want to be in the locker room and look across to him. What are you going to do? Ask him if he's okay? Those were powerful words from two Penguins from history, who nobody had to tell to go out and hit somebody, go out and exact a measure of vengeance, defend a star. Nobody had to tell them. Here on Team Polite, I don't even know if they do it if you ordered them to. And that's one of the things Kyle Dubas has to get straight around here, because it's important. And the whole thing of just play and turn the other cheek when Sully got here, that is way overblown in retrospect when people look back. That was mostly aimed at the Penguins. We're always bitching and moaning to the officials, and it hurt them. Much like if you watch the NBA, the Boston Celtics these days. It's basically just shut up and play, will you? Stop moaning to the officials or trying to draw calls or all that crap. Just play. That was the motto, just play, and that's mostly what it meant. Nobody had to tell Patrick Hornquist what to do out there when things got ugly. Nobody on that team was allergic to blue paint when it came to getting dirty and going after opposing goalies and making defensemen crazy and things like that. Nobody had to tell. Nobody had to tell Chris Kunitz what to do there. That was not a turn-the-other-cheek team. That team had plenty of belligerence in it. Remember Chris Kunitz lighting up people, lighting up defensemen. Think you had to tell Nick Bonino or Ian Cole, or I could, the list goes on, what to do on the ice when people were targeting your players? You target their guys. You go after them. You exact a measure of physicality out there. Do something. And this team didn't, and this team won't. And shame on Hextall and Burke and Sullivan, by the way, for what they put on the ice this season in terms of that. To see Sidney Crosby skating out there, getting his spine cross-checked, and nobody lifting a finger on that team. Tired of seeing that, Caulfield said. No reason you shouldn't jump in. Without Sid, you're not making your money. When he goes down like that, I wouldn't want to be in that locker room if I didn't do anything. These are guys who are basically working for the team that you normally hear, you know, understandably across sports. If you're an announcer for the team, you're careful about ripping the team, right? They had no resistance to that whatsoever in this, because this one hit home for both those guys. When they look out on the ice and see time after time after time, the Penguins getting pushed around, the Penguins getting abused, nobody doing anything about anything in whatever form. You want to pick going to the paint and going after goalies? You know, we had these games this year where the Penguins outshot teams, you know, 50-27 or something, and people were like, well, they actually played pretty well. No, they didn't. Those are empty shots. Easy to play against. How many times has Sully said he wants to have a team that's hard to play against? Over under a trillion and a half. It's been an easy, easy team to play against, and part of it is because it seems like he favors some things over that physicality and that meanness and nastiness. And it's important. And you go and you watch Vegas, you take in one of these games, or Florida for that matter. Vegas isn't a star-centered team, really. But they play together, and they fight for each other. And they're deep also, and that's got to be something that Kyle Dubas looks at, is fixing the bottom six. I mean, look at the regular season here for Vegas. Their leading scorer had 66 points. Nobody on their team had 30 goals. So they're winning with depth. They're winning with team toughness. There's something to that. There's something to team spirit and togetherness and a willingness to fight for each other. There is. Watch them. Go watch the play from last night. They didn't care who it was, that it was a star for the other team that crushed their guy. An immediate, instinctual, violent reaction to that as a group. Each one individually, but as a group. And man, I hope Kyle Dubas has that on his radar immediately to change that about the Penguins, to get some guys in here who are willing to do that. Got to be able to play, yes. And you look at, for instance, Vegas's fourth line has made a gigantic difference in these playoffs. The third and fourth lines around here have been a revolving door of nameless gray faces with absolutely no personality. It's the most vanilla team in the league. Nothing coming from the bottom six. Nothing. So all of that. And I feel like I got my anger out. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. I feel like I did. Because I watched that and it was just so stark. No pun intended. Maybe a pun intended.
And Vegas got better on the ice as a result of that too, right? They immediately responded with some goals.
I think there's something real to that too. People will tell you no, but I think there is something real to that. The good news here is you have people at the top of your lineup who can do things you don't teach. So fix the bottom of the lineup and fix the issue I'm talking about if you're Kyle Dubas. Please fix the issue I'm talking about. Bring in Bob Airy. Bring in Jay Caulfield. Sit them down and listen to their thoughts. Team announcers who went out of their way to shred this team for being so blanking soft. And as a fan, you have to be sick and tired of watching that. Thank you, Sean. That's my soliloquy.
Thank you, Joe.
My Shakespearean soliloquy. 412-928-9370. Did you watch that last night out there? And what did you think if you saw it? And how important do you think it is for Kyle Dubas to fix it? 928-9370. Going to get to the Pirates next. Man, you got to win these kinds of games. I agree with Austin Hedges from last night. And there are a couple of guys who did a lot of the heavy lifting for your first place Buccos. And also, as a sidelight to that, if we've reached the point where we're complaining about Pirate wins, you see, usually that's reserved for the Steelers and Penguins, right? Where we're constantly complaining about the wins. Man, if the Pirates are there already, where we're getting ticked about wins, that's a good place to be. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and it's 1224. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. I've got Jason Mackey coming up at 11 to talk about who's going to get called up to the Pirates anytime soon. I have Shelty at noon, which is going to be downright, yes, incrinculant. Downright incrinculant. Take that, Crowley, who just texted me. It's going to be incrinculant. He's boycotting incrinculant. You know what? When something like that happens, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. When the manager of the Pirates uses a word that you invented, people start attacking you from the left, from the right, and from the center. Just like Vegas did last night. They don't like it. I think they're jealous that the word incrinculant has now reached sort of an international forum.
Incrinculate.
Not should I mention to Shelty that he mispronounced it, or would that be?
I kind of noticed that too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem inappropriate of me.
Maybe just make sure you use it a few times and then he'll pick up on it and nail it next time.
Or should it be sort of a flexible, malleable word that we can use? Should it be the first of its kind? You can pronounce this word any way you want and it still works. That might get it into Webster's. A very versatile, a utility man of a word.
It appeals to all people.
Yeah, let's hear it again from Shelty.
Incrinculate.
Incrinculate. Yeah. That works. Tim Stevens made the song, the whole song with the word in it, and he mispronounced it as well. I think we're onto something here, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. If you're a Penguin fan, give me a call. Am I right or not? Team Polite. They send a thank you note to teams that beat them. They all sign it. Oh, I can't take it. Some nights I'd rather have them do what Vegas did than win. Honestly, like, what are we doing here? Sidney Crosby's lying on the ice? It doesn't matter if you saw what happened. That's the other thing about last night. They didn't all see what happened. Go watch the tape. Seriously. They couldn't have seen what happened. It happened behind the play. They turned around, saw their guy, Eichel, on the ice, and attacked. Attack! It's cooking.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I couldn't resist starting with a rant today. In the midst of missing Ron, almost desperately, do I miss Ron? He says he doesn't crack his first beer till at least 4 p.m. You believe in that, Sean?
No, I don't believe that.
I think he's off by roughly 7.5 hours. I think he cracks it with breakfast when he's off, right?
He lives maybe 4 p.m. like in England time or something.
Exactly, yes, in Tokyo time. He's already cracked his first beer tomorrow in Tokyo time. It's early tomorrow morning, and Ron has a beer. He enjoys his vacations, and I'm glad the weather's nice. I think he's by a pool with his Speedo. He does wear a Speedo, he has told us. I think he's got a nice book he likes to read about sports. Maybe in honor of Joe Namath's 80th birthday last week, he's reading the Namath autobiography. And he definitely has, there's beer involved here. There's no question. On a day like this, what else is there to do? Does Ron like music?
A little bit, I guess. Not, he doesn't seem like a big time enthusiast.
No, seems like it's just sort of an afterthought. So what else is he going to do but read and drink on his days off? That's what I think he's doing. I was watching the game last night and couldn't help but think of the Penguinis. And truly, I mean, and again, this isn't me talking, how soft they've been. Now, it is me talking. But people like Bob Arey and Jay Caulfield were extremely pointed in their criticism of this team this past season, and I think it probably would have gone for the past few to be quite frank, but definitely this past season. And it stemmed for me from watching Eichel get absolutely crushed last night by Tkachuk and having the Vegas guys on the ice not give a damn. I expected guys to jump over the boards. In fact, I bet if you had a camera on their bench, guys had to be held back. Nobody has to hold back anybody on this team. Trust me. Nobody lifts a finger when a guy like Sid gets broken in half. He's kind of important to the franchise, last I checked. To me, it's one of the most disappointing parts of watching the Penguins, really. I mean, it really is. I've had Jonathan Bomboli on before, and he speaks to this. Like, there have been times when Tom Wilson will do something to somebody. Well, of the topic, would you rather gain revenge on Wilson or win a game? And obviously, if it's a playoff game, that's not a topic. But if it's a regular season game, Bomboli has talked about, as a fan, sometimes you just want a chunk of flesh. You want to have that kind of team that's easy to root for and get behind. And sometimes it's worth it, by the way, to do that at the expense of a game. It is. To build the kind of camaraderie and togetherness and fight for each other-ness that Vegas has. I told you, they don't have any stars. You want to call Eichel a star? Okay. Now, I know he was hurt this year, but he had 66 points. That was the leading guy. Nobody had 30 goals. Anyway, who's on the line, Sean?
All right, let's go to Lee, who wants to chime in.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, morning. I'm mad Ron's not here neither, because I wish he was here for this segment, because me and him got a big disagreement on Mike Sullivan. I think Mike Sullivan is a great coach, but I think he is a part of the problem. And I think Rutherford was trying to make that point when he brought in Ryan Reeves and
Yes. Didn't
play him.
Yes.
And I also go back to the Trouba hit. The hit last night was a clean hit. The Trouba hit was a dirty hit, and nobody flinched or anything. So, I listen to you guys every day, and
you're right.
I would like you guys to put more pressure on Sullivan, like how y'all put on Tomlin, because Sullivan just gets it's going to be Dubas got to fix it. No, Dubas is going to do his job, but I think the pressure needs to be on Sullivan this year. It doesn't need to be on Kyle Dubas. It needs to be on Sullivan, and are you going to change your mindset of playing? Because the way you guys played 4 years ago is not how you can play in this game this year. You can't play that fast game and think you're going to just be small, and teams are going to beat you up. They got hit to that fast game, and for the past 4 years, the Penguins then got beat up in the first round. And they have nobody to respond to anything. And
I'll say this, Lee. I agree with you. I agree with you on this, that Sullivan is complicit in his team's lack of physicality and lack of what Vegas has. I'll say that much. He is. He prefers a certain type of player. And if that's at the expense of having guys that'll go break somebody else in half if they get your guy, then I think he opts for the former. He does. And I'll also say, with the Trouba play, it wasn't like Sid went down in a heap. My problem was nobody avenged it this year until Gino did. Maybe that says it all, and I appreciate the call, man, about these Penguins. Is that the only guy, once we realized in the aftermath what Trouba did to Sidney Crosby and some of these guys around the league, Ovechkin's been like this for years, at least he used to be, was they had plausible deniability. When they would hit to injure. Not really. I didn't really mean to injure that guy. Not Gonchar's knee that I took out during the playoffs. That was a hockey. Was it? You do it enough times, and I think you know what you're doing. And I think Trouba knew what he was doing. Now, the playoff series last year was not the time to avenge it. It was time to win and not maybe cost yourself a win, although – again, Vegas seemed more than willing to do that last night, more than willing to do anything. But what about this regular season? It took Gino to go after the guy. It's laughable that he's your enforcer. Gino the enforcer. Like, he's Gino Ogic and not Gino Malkin. I mean, come on. And yeah. I agree with Lee in that part of that facet of this team. Sully is absolutely complicit in it. Next.
We are going to go to Zach, who is in the car.
Good morning, Zach.
How's it going, Joe? Just out here delivering beer to all you fine people in Pittsburgh. And
wait a second. Hold on. Don't bury the lead here. You're a beer delivery man?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So,
yes, I am.
Wow. I think of the possibilities back when I was drinking. So this is 1988 in Buffalo, New York. What's your name again?
I'm Zach.
Zach. And I'm sitting at one, and I was in Buffalo this past weekend, went by my old haunts, my old horrible college apartments, like 144 Englewood, where I woke up on a Sunday morning and rode Mark Lewis's bike naked up and down the street. But that's beside the point. If I had called you at noon on a Sunday and said, Zach, is your name Zach?
Yes.
And said, Zach, can you deliver a case of Jenny Cream? You would have come over with a case of Jenny Cream. Am I right about that?
100%. I would come over with a case of Jenny Cream and then take you golfing.
This is unbelievable, Seth. Did you have this at Waynesburg? Where'd you go to school?
I went to Penn State.
Did you have a beer delivery man there?
Not that I know of. No, I should have called Zach, I guess.
How long has this been around, Zach?
I deliver for a company I'm not going to plug, but for you, yeah. I'll go pick you up a case of beer and go take you golfing to whatever course you'd like.
No, I hear you, but how long has this phenomenon been in existence where people can simply dial a number and beer's on the way?
Oh, no. I'm actually making my routes, my planned routes. But, you know, I'm just delivering to all the bars, restaurants, and outlets.
Oh, okay. You're not an individual, not like a pizza delivery.
No, but make a special case for you, definitely.
Pun intended. Do those people exist, Sean? Or do beer delivery people exist, though?
Yeah, I think it would probably be like Uber Eats almost, right?
Yeah, Uber Eats or the
Dash.
Yeah.
DoorDash.
You can DoorDash beer, right?
Yeah, you can DoorDash growlers, whatever you want. Six pack. Yeah.
What are growlers?
You know, like those big glass containers. Probably they're like 40 ounces. Something like that. But, anyway, yeah, I have 3 points, and one of them was Crowley, he's just jealous. When someone's really being successful like you are with Incrinculant, he's just jealous.
The jealousy has come out for sure. When you're boycotting Incrinculant, something's wrong.
Yeah, it's a stinky cologne. I can smell it from here. Number two, basically I just feel that the Penguins, number two, I spoke to you and Folesy way back at the Pirates prediction show, and I'm still sticking with my 88 win prediction.
Man, you're looking better than we did. You're looking like you'll be closer than we were.
But my point about the Penguins is basically, do we have anyone on the team that the other team can answer for? Like Aaron Ashram, Reeves, whoever, Derek England.
At least not a willing person like that, and I appreciate the call, man. Good luck with your deliveries, but not somebody who's willing. You need, but it's more than just that. It's more than having one guy who's like a quote unquote enforcer. It's about having a pack mentality that Vegas has. You know, it's not just about having Ryan Reeves here, although I wouldn't mind having a guy like that. I wouldn't. Really, I mean, look at the dead weight they've been carrying for guys who aren't enforcers the past few years and can't play hockey anymore. Might as well have somebody who can do that, but it's more about having really that pack that's willing to fight for a guy and fight for each other, literally. And they don't have it. There's nothing more obvious. Like, we could sit here and debate whether they should go after Tristan Jarry. And if I was a lawyer on either side of that, I could say still young, two-time All-Star. They win when he plays. Look at his career record. They win when he plays. Get him cheap. Get him sort of on a prove-it deal. I could make a case for that. I could make a case against him. You know, he's been hurt lately. He's never won a big game yet. Playoffs has folded. Things like that. But in this situation, nobody could disagree that the Penguins are soft. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. What's Jarry's career record, Sean? Here it is. He's 117-60. So you can't really argue that part of it, that he wins with a .914 save percentage, which is decent. 13 career shutouts. I could make a case for bringing him back on a short-term deal. Just to see, you know, what's more real. We've seen both. We've seen him be very good for long stretches and win a ton of games. And we've seen all the other stuff that I talked about. And he's only 28. He just turned 28. So which is real? How about we sign him for a year or two and find out? I could make that argument. The other one, there is none. Penguins are flat out soft, and everybody in the league knows it. Everybody who watches hockey knows it. And I'm hoping that Kyle Dubas knows it. And again, the irony of that with Burke, Hextall, and Sully at the head of the food chain is incredible. Ron Hextall, a guy used to go, you know, attack people with his hockey stick. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Let's move to the Pirates as well here. And the significance of that win last night, I think it was rather significant. And I'll talk about why coming up next. It's a tournament unlike any other. Mark your calendars for June 23rd. The return of the Going Low Fan Open at Manor Valley Golf Course, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Keep listening to The Fan for the on-sale date for foursomes, brought to you in part by Montucky Cold Snacks, Living Treasures Wild Animal Park, Laurel Highlands, Goldberg Persky and White Attorneys at Law, and Movin' Murdy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something significant happened at the ball yard last night. Several things, actually. First of all, really, this is the aftermath of the game I thought was significant because of the complaining I've heard. And as I mentioned, if we've now reached the point already with these Pirates where we can complain about wins, which is usually territory reserved for the Steelers and Penguins, they get their share of bad wins, right? If the Pirates are there already, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. I mean, for people who want to complain about this one, you do understand that the Pirates were the A's last year and the year before, and especially the year before that. They were the A's. Now they find a way to win it. Yes, it was frustrating to watch at times. Yes, it looked like they were going to lose, but I agree with Austin Hedges when he said you have to find a way to win these kind of ugly games. And I'll add ugly games against historically horrific teams. You got to find a way, and they did. And I'll give a couple different guys credit. One is Hedges for throwing out one of the fastest runners in the league and a great tag by Mercado late in the game. That was a great baseball play. It was. Man, it's tough to cut down runners, especially that guy, this day and age, and the Pirates haven't done a great job of it, but in that clutch moment, they did, and that really won them the game, or at least kept it from extra innings, I'm convinced. Oviedo starts out rocky, delivers you seven innings. That's a big start for that guy. Like right now, I trust Keller, even though he's had a couple of semi-rough outings. Of course, I trust him. I trust Rich Hill right now, and I'm starting to trust Oviedo a lot more. The other guys, not so much. Contreras, not really right now. And Ortiz, no, I don't trust him at all. So we could go into another topic about would a veteran starter be an interesting add for this team if they stick around for a while. But I'm not going to go there yet. Oviedo, big game for him. And then Andrew McCutchen. And Shelty was exactly right after the game when he basically said that, you know, you might think somebody would be really tempted on the verge of a milestone to be freely swinging out there trying to get it. But McCutchen's thinking about the team, and he's having great at-bats. Great at-bats. He wanted to swing 3-0. It was funny listening to Neil Walker because Neil saw it. I think we all did. You know, do I have the green light here? And then when he didn't get it, he didn't like it. But his plate discipline is incredible. He didn't swing at very close pitches. He wound up getting walks that were integral to the Pirates winning. And I thought the savviest play he had was on the bases. I couldn't believe that the right fielder for the A's threw the ball to third base. Late in the game. Are you kidding me? What is that guy doing? I don't even know his name. I don't know any of their names. They're the worst team in baseball history. The announcers, I think, was it Walker with Greg Brown last night on the TV, were just astounded with what happened. Did you see that, Sean?
I did not, but I guess with the Oakland A's, you almost expect something like that at this point.
They had Austin Hedges, who makes, you know, pick a catcher from history.
Mike LaValliere.
Look like Carl Lewis, right? The game, I think it was tied. And it's a medium fly ball to right field, and he lined up like he was going to throw it home, and then the ball goes out to his right. To third base. Now, the problem is, because Hedges is so slow, no offense to him, I think he would admit that if he gets tagged out, or I'm sorry, if McCutchen gets tagged out before Hedges reaches home, then that's the end of the inning. But McCutchen, and trust me, I've seen at the softball level, not the most heads-up base running. I won't say who. Would never say it was my own daughter, but this guy was watching the play at the plate. Watching it. And then the third base coach puts up the stop sign, but if you're running, do you really know what that does? That mean stop and back up? McCutchen had all this in his mind, and he just came to a dead stop and started to back up until he saw Hedges score and then got tagged out. That is a phenomenal play by him. I don't know how many guys do that. Maybe more than I think. I don't know. But I thought he had a great game and sort of led them to victory. And who cares who it was, what it was, where it was, how it was. I don't. They won. They made the necessary plays, and then he had a great at-bat to essentially win the game. The sac fly to right field. What a pro. And all I know is that on June, what's the date today, Sean? 6th?
It's the 6th.
That on June 6th, 2023, on ESPN.com, when I look up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.